All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines here, brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. No, it's not. That was a verbal clutch.
That was a test.
No, it's not. You can put it away. No, it's not.
Okay. It's really...
Start the song again. Start the song again, yeah, Frog Boy. You know what? Let's just... Nope. No, just from the start of the song. Let's just... Okay. Let's just rewind that.
Yeah, not a problem.
Ready?
Turn off
three,
turn two, one.
Oh, okay, hold
on. Can I do the count, please?
Yeah.
All right, three, two, one.
Ah! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get the headlines here.
We've
been bad at speaking today. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Ah.
Love Doral Hyundai.
Love it. The best Hyundai.
Yeah, dude. The best Hyundai. Mike McDaniel speaking to the media as we speak here.
So we won't get any clips till after the show.
Is he answering for his crimes?
Skylar Thompson is day to day.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, with Chess, he ain't day to day.
Why did I think you were going to say dating? I was like, is he revealing dating information about
I'm telling you right now, with Chess, here, this is no lie. With Chess, he ain't day to day.
Sternum. Well, if he was a hockey player, he'd be playing in the next game.
I mean, Kachuk did it.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that new, I believe it's Amazon Prime series?
Is it about hockey?
I saw a headline about it. I haven't seen. Is it like a trailer? Like, what is it?
It's a trailer.
Is it following this season or last season?
Well, this past season, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of goosies.
Yeah. That is goosies.
Kachuk comes out a couple times.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
What channel?
Prime. I'm trying to see.
There's some entertaining stuff coming out that I want to see. I obviously want to see the starting five Face Jimmy Butler off. Series.
It's called Face Off Inside the NHL.
Oh, cool.
Kachuk featured.
I'm into that. I'll watch that. I'm going to be into the starting five show with Jimmy Butler. That's coming out on October 9th.
Yeah. The trailer was actually goosies.
The face-off series?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. And then tomorrow, the Vince McMahon series comes out. Oh, not tomorrow? Series. The show comes out on Netflix. And I'm going to imagine it's juicy because Vince McMahon put out a statement yesterday that makes it seem like he was not happy with what he watched.
Oh, that's good.
When he got the cut, which makes me think.
It's the truth.
This is a good documentary.
Ooh.
He said, I don't regret participating in this Netflix documentary. The producers had the opportunity to tell an objective story about my life and the incredible business I built, which were equally filled with excitement, drama, fun, and a fair amount of controversy and life lessons. Unfortunately, based on an early partial cut I've seen, this doc falls short and takes the predictable path of conflating the, quote, Mr. McMahon character with my true self, Vince. This guy, like, it's amazing. He's like, I get to wave between TV and who I am.
No, it's the same person.
You know? The title and promos alone make that evident. A lot has been misrepresented or left out entirely in the effort to leave viewers intentionally confused. The producers use typical editing tricks without the context of footage or dated sound bites or to distort the viewer's perception and support a deceptive narrative. In an attempt to further their misleading account, the producers use a lawsuit based on an affair I ended as evidence that I am, in fact, quote, Mr. McMahon, not Vince. I hope the viewer will keep an open mind and remember that there are two sides to every story.
Wow. All right.
Not really.
I don't think there is, dude. Okay. I mean, you don't work for you're not on that WWE anymore. It doesn't seem like there are two sides.
Which, by the way, been going really well since he's no longer in charge.
Is that the case?
Yes, Triple H is in charge, and he's been booking amazing stories.
Wow.
He's all good.
Mike McDaniels from Omar Kelly's Twitter account, quote, we currently are not doing right by the football team when asked about his coaching and coaching staff.
I can believe that.
Okay, now is this part of a longer 2-minute quote?
Well, yeah. I mean, we want Omar's thumbs to break off?
No, I was just hoping maybe he'd get to the point now.
Keep in mind, it's also like you give the juicy bits and then you get the full quote later.
Yeah.
No,
that's obviously.
I just, sense, like, that the way that game went, I think Mike came to the conclusion early,
mm-hmm.
well, this ain't going to work. But you don't have any options, right? Because that's who you picked as your backup quarterback.
Yep.
So you're stuck. Now you got to find a way to get through this game. And that's what it looked like, that he was just trying to get through the game. I do think they need to come to some kind of conclusion as far as this. Who can we put back there that is not afraid to throw the ball and is going to be looking in the right direction?
I'm guessing, based on the early comments here, because he's saying, like, why Tyler Huntley didn't start. He goes, it's the kind of, he got here on Tuesday, kind of unfair to throw him out there. But he says that he's a veteran and a quick study. I'm guessing Snoop's getting the start.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm guessing.
All right.
What else are we going to do, man?
He said, quote, this just in, it's from Omar's Twitter, this just in, this team likes to get Tyreek Hill the ball. It can be as simple as calling more plays, regardless of the attention he gets. The more realistic thing is what you try to teach the team, how plays relate to other plays, said Mike McDaniel. The execution of our offense in its entirety has to do with some of the key players who make plays for us and how much they get the ball. We've never really had an issue of getting Tyreek a target. It's been rare to give a three-game span when you've had a clunky drive in and drive out.
Yep. It's not a matter of getting Tyreek the ball. It's the offense is struggling, and so therefore Tyreek's not getting the ball.
Mm.
It's not the other way around. Everybody just makes it seem like, why don't we just get Tyreek the ball? That's not the issue. The issue is the offense is struggling so much they can't get him the ball.
He also said on Tyler, yeah, it's a possibility for sure that he will start Monday night.
No, just not.
Tyler Huntley?
Oh, Tyler, yes.
Tyler. Skyler Tyler.
I thought you were saying Skyler.
I'll go Snoop. I'll go Snoop.
Okay. I thought you were saying Skyler.
Mike McDaniel, this is from Joe Shad. Mike McDaniel notes RG3 Washington plays in the playbook when he was asked about plays for Snoop Huntley.
Oh, okay. Thought that was going a different direction. RG3 has been called to the practice squad.
I mean, maybe. I don't think he's got a TV job right now, so maybe they do call him RG3. No, maybe RG3 is a consultant.
He's also a holder of the football.
But he was fast. He was fast. Before he got hurt, he was fast.
I mean, yeah, but again.
Mobile.
Good rookie.
It goes to that thing that I was talking about earlier. Like, eventually, you're going to have to play quarterback from the pocket. The thing that makes Daniel so amazing is that he plays a lot from the pocket.
Oh, here's the quote. It says, the good news is, within the framework of the offense, there is typically some of those principles that are put in intentionally. It's built within the offense back in 2012 and owed to Robert Griffin. It's the art of illusion of complexity.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Whoa.
Y'all better not never make fun of me again.
Whoa.
Never make fun of me again about what I say. Mm. Because we have to listen to that. No. That's your go-to make fun of.
Woo.
No, not me. Go to that. The illusion of what?
Complexity.
Complexity.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't even make no damn sense. And everybody eating it up like, ooh, he's so smart. That's nonsense. That's nonsense.
Stop with your big words, funny man. Bad karmatic energy.
We try to play a stupid game, and guess what? We sound ridiculous.
That's true.
Forget what
this year is going to get people to reallocate their money because
we're just fine with reallocate. We're just going to move on from that.
I love the way.
This is going to be a stacked end of show montage.
I love the way he just kind of. Oh, so we're just fine with that, right?
That's not even my favorite one from today.
Oh, it's been
you mean Russell Crowe was.
I was very aggressive with that. You can't be very aggressive and say the wrong thing. I'm hurt by that one. Like, I know what the line is. I don't know why.
Man, take a break.
Really? We're not done yet?
No, I got two more segments, dude.
Oh, goodness.
I'm more to this. Ah, the trumpet.
The trumpet in the song.
What?
There's no trumpet in the song.
He says the trumpet.
Wait. So you're saying that's his nickname?
Huh?
You're saying that's...
He says Mambo number 5.
No, there's a point in the song where he goes, the trumpet.
Oh, yeah. No, he's right. Actually, there's a
point. Definitely is.
Yeah, he does.
That's the part of the song you remember?
It is a random part, like 2 minutes and 45 seconds in. But
the trumpet.
The trumpet. It's just very strange.
I mean, I would be more impressed if there was actually a trumpet in the song.
Ah, there's a trumpet.
There is at the end. That's why he says the trumpet. He's calling for the trumpet. It's like when they ask for your snare in the ears.
Okay.
You know?
Raise my snare.
Exactly, dude. Meanwhile, we have odds. You want some action? It's spicy.
On what?
Ooh. Jimmy Butler's hairstyle at Media Day.
Oh, great. No way.
Jimmy Butler odds from, this is from Bovada. They have put out odds for Jimmy Butler. The favorite, bald.
Bald. Dang, I was going to say that.
Bald would be funny. Yeah. If he just came in bald, just to go into the whole Michael Jordan's son meme conversation.
What if he wore a bald cap?
Yeah, no, I think that's what he would do. Okay, he would do it in costume.
Actually go bald, but a bald cap would be wonderful. A bald cap
would be funny.
The NBA would make him, or like allow him to wear a bald cap.
Bald? I mean, what do you mean allowed? They allowed him to look like, you know...
Emu Jimmy.
Yeah, to look like an emu.
Emu? Emu.
Emu. Emu.
What?
It would have made more sense if he dressed like an emu, honestly.
It would have.
Next in line... Dyed hair, so I guess a funky color. Dang. That's plus 550.
I like that.
Bald is plus 265, by the way. Afro, plus 550.
Yeah, it's like they're in my brain.
Mohawk,
plus
650.
Like that.
Like Birdman?
Like a Birdman, because I miss Birdman, so if you were to bring back Birdman.
I want braids.
Twisties with a low fade, that's plus 850. Buzz cut, plus 900. Plus 950 emo. He's not gonna do emo again.
No.
Braids.
I got braids.
He did do braids 1 year.
Okay. Well,
he did dreadlocks 1 year. Those are both braids. So basically, they're saying Jimmy coming in normal is plus 1100.
Yeah,
that's good action. Can I really bet that on Bovada?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Man bun. Plus 1100.
He's done that.
Does he have enough of man bun? Yeah, he does. He does. He does.
Pigtails, Mickey Mouse hairstyle. Plus 1,200.
So 1,200. So Pigtails Mickey Mouse is only $100 more than regular Jimmy?
And then finally, the Jimmy Neutron, which I think is Duncan Robinson. Is that not?
Yeah. The spiked look.
Kind of coiffed hair, like let it flow.
It's
emo, but just one-sided.
Yeah.
No.
Do you think he's going to show up normal, or do you think there's going to be a costume?
I think he's going to show up
normal. No costume this year?
No costume.
Bald would be funny, though.
Yeah. I think you're right, though, Leroy. No costume this year. I think that's...
I mean, we need serious Jimmy.
Well, it was all to make a point because they weren't using his photos.
What
so
about contacts?
They've been using the emo one.
True, true.
You mean like him showing up with like blue eyes?
Yeah, like white, you know, Halloween zombie eyes, I don't know, or something, right? That'd be cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Would that be allowed?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he cares. I don't know. Like, he's a wild card. Well, you don't know what he's going to say.
Now,
true.
He could really go out and get like a fake face tattoo or something crazy like that.
I think, what about like a handlebar mustache? Like he was a bartender from the 20s.
Oh. When's the last time he's had a mustache?
I don't know. That would be funny.
You know how hard it is to go? You wouldn't know.
No, but like.
You see, that's
what are you talking about?
We're asking the guy who's never had.
Oh, that's not fair. I just shave between breaks.
We're asking a guy who's never had more than whiskers on his face how long it takes to grow a mustache.
You don't think Jimmy Butler. Okay, but Jimmy Butler, you don't think Jimmy Butler could have a custom mustache put on?
But no, the whole thing is it has never been a costume. It's been his.
Yeah, that's why they've had to allow it. That's why I feel like they wouldn't allow a ball.
It's been his hair. It's been his. He hasn't worn a wig or anything like that.
I dare somebody to go up to Jimmy Butler and say, hey, take off that mustache. No one's going to do it.
But that's the whole point. Everything that he's done has been real.
Yeah, but okay, what about, he has facial hair, though. He has like a goatee that he wears. He does.
Okay.
That yeah. he wears.
He has a goatee. That's his look. He has like facial hair.
It's not
that's,
like
his, that's, do you that's see right. why? That's how a person talks that's never had facial hair.
I'm going to get it.
He wears a goatee.
He wears a goatee. What would you say? He has a goatee?
Yeah.
He has one?
Yeah, you never had one, so that's what you, why you say he wears it oh, like clothing.
Dude, I had a goatee last night. I just shaved it, though.
Ah. You know? No, that's not. You had goat cheese. That's different.
I do like goat cheese. Goat cheese balls? Good.
You didn't have a goatee. Okay.
This is, JV, I'm going to email you Jimmy Butler's look last night at the Netflix premiere. Is there such a thing as facial hair extensions? Could he bridge off a handlebar mustache?
Speaking like a guy who's never had.
I'm asking a question, but he's, you know, the rich have more options. And so if he's there.
Yeah, but you can only extend like a certain length hair. You can't extend like your hair.
I don't know.
Like if we tried to extend your hair, that becomes just a you know, a sticker of hair on your face.
A sticker of hair?
Yeah, like just.
You know. I think handlebar mustache is the way to go.
No, maybe clip let me it. See. Go.
I'm getting it to you. What am I, a robot?
That's the great thing about this show. We never know what we're going to talk about, so nothing's prepared.
Missing teeth. How about that?
Like a hillbilly?
Yeah, like he'll have like just the
two. You want to be Jimmy Bob Butler?
I mean,
Jimmy Bob Butler.
Hey there, Jimmy Bob!
They can't tell him, hey, take that off.
what if Jimmy Butler just did all of...
Put it back on.
So, like, wow. what if he did, like, an Andy Kaufman? Like, he just did all of Media Day, but with an accent.
Oh,
you know?
Switch it off.
Howdy.
So this is Jimmy Butler's look right now, Leroy. It's on screen.
He looks very
yeah.
much.
You can't grow a handlebar in that time.
I think. But
you can't grow a handlebar in a...
But could anybody at the Heat organization prove that he didn't have a handlebar mustache? You know, could they prove that he didn't have the Raleigh fingers?
No, you can't prove it because if they extended, it would be like they would do it off of his hair.
But what
hair.
If he just got makeup?
You like, can't... He, somebody, that means he would have to shave his hair off.
Not necessarily.
You can't...
Just put a fake mustache.
You can't put a fake mustache. Oh, goodness. Clearly, you don't know how facial hair works. If you're going to put a mustache on, you have to cut, and it's not longer. You can either add to it with the little, like you do weave.
A clip-in?
Or
you just said I couldn't do that.
Or you can shave it off.
So you just agree that he could do the extensions.
I don't know if he could do it for a mustache. Mm. Like, again, you're bringing up options that only a person who's never had facial hair would bring up.
I don't think I am because I brought up an option and then you said exactly what I just said.
No, I don't know if you can do that. I said, I don't know. Usually if you get a fake mustache, it's because you cut it off because you got to put the glue on there.
Mm. Biker Jimmy?
Long beard biker Jimmy? So yeah, just basically like doing the Birdman.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Birdman.
I'm getting some answers to this question about mustache extensions.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're going to bring this to light here. I'm going to get some video footage of this. I think it may be more possible than you think, Leroy.
Okay.
But I don't know if this is capable of handlebar-esque. This just, you know, adds a more of a fuller mustache. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, almost, it's almost like an add-on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right, but then you got to curl it.
He does.
Yeah.
Right. But Jimmy Butler's going to have like somebody who's really good at this.
True.
If he's committed to the bit.
It won't be just a TikToker.
What if Jimmy Butler comes there and then he starts talking like he's from the 40s?
Okay.
Well, I got to see you. We're going to try and hit the hardwood right here the hard way.
You got to like acting like really.
How
into
would that
this
interview
role.
Go?
I mean, it would be amazing. That would be my favorite interview of all time. I would sit here and I'd be...
Well, Dr. Zubaga says it right. Serious. Let's just concentrate on playing regular season games.
Nah.
But you know that he's not.
Right.
You know that like, this goes... I mean, maybe. But they're also... We also have to leave for the possibility that he's going to show up in a bit. Because the last 2 years, there's been a bit.
Wait, look.
All right, cool.
This
so
makes
you,
me
you add.
But wait, so look what they're doing.
No,
though.
No, it's not even that like he's
adding. Some
okay,
glue.
So
you got to tie
that's
the
like
lip.
An eyelash.
You guys got to explain what's going on
oh
here,
my
though.
God.
Okay, so first, for the
no.
radio.
See,
audience.
But. They're not really doing.
No,
he did thicken it though. Like he thickened
it, but handlebars is a whole different thing.
I don't think so, dude.
And
like,
guess what?
Eyelash
can I just say that? Yes,
on.
That's eyelash
that's
extensions.
An eyelash.
Okay,
oh,
but I don't think it's as hard as you think it is.
That's an eyelash.
So what?
See,
look good.
How are you gonna make a handlebar out of an eyelash?
Extend it out, dude.
No, that's clearly you don't understand how hair works because you've never had any facial hair.
You keep saying that as a point, and it's
true.
It's not crazy.
Look at all this facial hair. Uh-huh. I know how hard it is to get the handlebar thing going.
Well, you never tried it. You never look like Raleigh
Fingers.
It
takes a long time. So this little piece of hair right here has to grow, and you have to not cut it for a very long period of time.
Yeah.
You don't just grow it down here. It has to be this hair.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how long that takes?
Yeah, but he's going to do makeup.
Ah.
I don't know if you can extend this little piece to look to do handlebars.
He definitely could.
You do anything.
With eyelashes. What he just showed you was some dumbass putting eyelashes on his mustache.
You would have said him showing up in goth is ridiculous.
No.
True.
He put eyelashes. Wait, his regular mustache wasn't thick enough.
He had lip piercings.
He wanted the Freddie Mercury.
He had lip piercings.
Right?
This year.
Yeah, yeah. So he had to. No! That doesn't help your argument. Putting eyelashes on his mustache.
I want Jimmy Butler to look like the Lorax.
That is not. Can I just tell you? That
plays for the Panthers.
That is so far from manly.
Sam Bennett. What?
That's true.
Hey, Bob, let's go get that mustache builder. We're just going to use some eyelashes.
No, but it's not manly, but it's funny.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Because
here's the thing. You've done hair.
Yeah.
All right? You've done the two probably best hair things you do. Bald. Okay, we do bald.
Bald takes a long time to grow back.
Bald would be a funny bit, but he's, you know, he would do fake bald cap. But him having a ridiculous mustache in his headshot, that would be really funny.
It could be ridiculous, but I'm just telling you.
Like the evil
version of
Jimmy
Butler. The one you're talking about, the handlebars is really hard to grow.
That's good.
It really is.
But just put on a fake mustache, Leroy.
You can't.
You know, like,
here.
You know,
Wait, let me explain something.
Let me just explain something to you.
Okay.
You know, in movies, people have had mustaches that are not mustachios.
Okay, but let me explain to you how they do it. They cut all the hair
off. That's not helping your
argument. They cut all the hair off and then put tape it on.
Big deal. He would do that for a bit.
Not if he already has a mustache, because some people it takes a while for that thing to grow back.
Nah, he'd be fine.
You've never had facial hair. How do you know?
I just shaved last night, dude.
True.
That's still not helping your cause.
It is.
Saying you've had hair. Nobody's ever seen you, but a little, like.
It's because I keep it clean, baby.
Not even your wife has seen you with facial
hair. I've never seen a picture other than that fake picture with you holding the bunny.
Mrs.
Right?
Mrs. Toba. Mrs. Toba, when she sees you, she goes, I'm like, what does that mean? She goes, getting werewolfy again. So, like, I got to go shave immediately because I don't want to be the wolf man.
She goes in the bag and take a blue chew because she's ready for action.
Speaking of.
Whoa.
If you need to get your mustache a little bit more curled and handlebarred.
What?
Like
what?
That?
Like, nothing says I don't wear facial hair like that.
What are you talking about, dude?
Dude, that is so fake. I could give you 5 years, you couldn't grow that.
What do you mean?
Literally.
Oh, easy. If I wanted to, but I'm not going to look like that.
I'll give you to the end of the year.
What do you mean?
You'll look here, like this.
Right here.
Is that a hundy?
Snap. He pulled out the money.
I'm not growing him. I'm not going to be your dancing bear.
Yeah. Which I think.
Because you can't.
$200 for a handlebar.
Because I know you can't grow your face.
I'm a public figure. I'm not here to do your video.
There
you go.
Please.
I'm not here to do your video.
J-Fix said she'd grow a mustache for $200.
Dude, how great would that be?
Wait.
Be honest. How great would that be?
You know how hard it is to grow
like
that?
He tied something.
But how funny would that? If he just
it looks like Jimmy is the bad guy in Looney Tunes.
Butler showed up as the evil train tracks bad guy.
Yes, but do you know
like
how they?
In a silent
you
film.
Know they could do that. Right? It's not possible they can't do it. They can do it.
Yeah.
But he would have to cut all this off.
It would be worth it.
Right, but that's all I was saying.
He's like,
in order for him to get a fake mustache like that, he would have to cut his current mustache off because it requires a lot of glue. You can't just glue it on top of your other mustache.
Shmeethan goes, want a little tickle on your mustache? Blue chew. He's right.
That's what I feel. I hear when I see that picture.
Pat Riley, give me my extension, see? I'm going to kidnap Nikola Jovic. That's the bit. That's right there. Hey, Jimmy, I just nailed your bit. That's the bit.
And it would be ridiculous, but you can't grow facial hair.
What does that have to do with anything?
It has to do with everything.
I don't think it does.
You can't give advice on facial hair if you've never grown facial hair.
I'm not giving advice on actual hair. I'm not giving advice on actual facial hair. I'm giving advice.
I am.
No, but
I'm telling you how you would have to do the mustache. Yeah,
first of all, you didn't even know the line that they say in Gladiator, first of all. Oh, and second of all,
what's it got to do with facial hair?
If there's anything I'm going to give advice on, it's shenanigans and bits.
I understand that, but I'm telling you how the actual shenanigans has to happen. You think you can just tape a mustache on top of the
hair?
You can't.
He definitely could.
You can't. You know how it's going to look? It's going to look like that.
So great.
I just want that mixed with Jimmy Butler highlights.
You know what's great? Now that we think he's going to do that, I'm going to beat him to the bit, and I'm going to be his sworn enemy. And then when I'm dressed up there, he's going to be like, what the hell are you doing?
I'll tell you what is an enemy.
Yeah.
Not performing in the bedroom. Oh, that's why you want to take Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it
and do it.
Yeah. And they even got mint flavors, so you can stay fresh while you're also doing it.
Whoa.
By the way,
play the music.
The other great thing about Blue Chew is there's no doctor's visits, all right? There's no visits to the what do they call that? A saloon?
Yeah.
No visits to the saloon. Just deliver it in a discreet package, and that'll have you excited that you need to go. So go to BlueChew.com today, and I'm going to help out our listeners here, all right? All you got to do is use the promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Same? Yeah. So use BlueChew.com today. Use the promo code SHOWPONY, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Mustache or no mustache, I must ask you a question. What are you waiting for, dude? Go to BlueChew.com today and use the promo code SHOWPONY. Where's Froggy Fingers? Ah, there he is. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, who wants to go see the Deftones, man? They got their North American tour coming to the Amerant Bank Arena in March, and J-Fig is giving away her tickets right now! What caller, J-Fig? Who's getting these tickets? What number caller's getting the tickets?
Frog Boy?
4.
I'm going to make you go 9.
Wow. How about that? We have a beef. We have beef. Caller 9 to 305-567-0560. Caller 9 to 305-567-0560 is going to win a pair of tickets to see the Deftones at Amerant Bank Arena in March. And we'll have another pair of tickets to give away. This is a Live Nation show. But if you want to go right now, caller 9 to 305-567-0560.
Answer it, Frog Boy.
Answer it, Frog Boy. Also, Dave and Buster's. We have our gift card giveaway. That's back. $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's. That one you got to win online. Go to WQM.com/contests, and you can win a $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Love Dave & Buster's. It's good. Yeah?
I do. Yes. I do.
It is good. Very
enjoyable. I'm a big fan of Dave & Buster's.
Very, very enjoyable.
Like, you have fun, you forget about how much food you can get there, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of food, a lot of just everything. It's massive.
Today has been fun. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because it was mostly on my...
It wasn't mostly at your expense.
Yes, it was.
No, I don't think that's true.
Really?
I don't think that's true.
I mean, really? It didn't start out that way.
Really? Tried to give some serious football, and you looked at me and laughed at me.
That's not true. You gave great takes, and I'm actually glad you went back on the film. You said Skylar Thompson's a bum, basically.
I didn't say that.
You said he had a bum performance. Would you say he had a bum performance?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I would say that.
Quick recovery on your ribs, Skylar. We wish you feel better. I don't want anybody to be in pain.
There's no chance he plays this week.
That's the worst injury you had?
Ribs?
Yeah.
Dude, you can't breathe.
Especially the guy who broke him again for you?
They can't breathe.
Did they fire that guy?
No.
What?
He didn't know he was breaking my ribs.
Doesn't matter.
I just heard a loud pop, and I was like, ooh.
I'm sorry, but
then
when
I was dumb. Then I was dumb for the year.
When performance review comes around and you say injured our starting running back, that doesn't get him at least demoted to equipment manager?
Huh?
That doesn't get him demoted? Doesn't get nothing? No. All the accountability Bill Belichick talks about And this guy broke your ribs, lost a season.
Keep in mind, there were more pressing issues on that team that year.
They were moving?
Yeah. And we were leading the division at the time when Jeez. They announced it.
Bad karmatic energy.
Yeah. I'm leaving words alone for a minute. I'm going to take a break.
I think that should be our policy. Okay. Like, it's not going to be very good for the show, but we should just be, we are going to leave words alone for a minute.
Yeah, let's just keep, you know. What about the guy that deflated Tyrod Taylor's lung?
Dude, yeah. He got fired, though, I think. I think he did get fired because I think he got sued.
Yeah. Yeah, and, well, and they, you know.
Because he's on Twitter all the time chirping.
Once there's lawsuits, watch how those teams separate.
I feel like that guy's on Twitter all the time, like, talking about injuries and whatnot. I did find odd yesterday that Adam Schefter, we talked about that Adam Schefter list that he put out, but he also said that Tua wasn't able to see a neurologist last week because there was a schedule mix-up on the neurologist part. And I'm just like...
That means all these things mean to me is that it wasn't as bad as everybody thought. Because if you have something serious, you get it right away. The fact that he's traveling and doing all these other things means that they probably erred on the side of caution, but it wasn't as bad as they thought.
But what if the off chance the neurologist says, hey, he could probably play in a week? Like, wouldn't you have wanted to get that information?
Did I not say that?
Yeah, but that's...
And what did you say to me
what?
As to why they put him on IR?
Optics.
Okay. So why are you then, the next 2 days later, asking me the same questions I brought up 2 days ago?
Because my point is that the optics are going to be bad. If he gets a concussion again, the optics are going to be bad. If he were to come back in week 12, optics are going to be bad when he gets hurt again.
Again, I asked the same question that the fact that I could tell the way he got up, the way he went to the sideline, the way he was talking to people, right? Then the way he traveled the week later. Do you know if you have head problems, the last thing you should be doing is traveling?
Right.
Especially that long of a flight. They still allowed him to travel. He looked fine. I said, it probably wasn't as bad as everybody thought it was.
So they can't get an appointment last week to confirm that?
They did it because of the optics. We already discussed this.
So annoying, though.
It was. When I was bringing it up, nobody seemed to think so.
No, I thought. I agreed with you.
No, you did.
I definitely agree with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you all the time. Contrary to your belief.
You did not agree with
me. No, I always agree with you, dude.
You did not.
I'm open to agreeing with you.
Listen, I was the only one of all the stupid people talking about Tua's concussion. I said, it's a moot point until he's healthy. Let's have this conversation when he's healthy. If he's healthy, he's healthy. We've already put him on IR before he's seen any doctors, before we could come to that conclusion anyway, because of what everybody else is saying.
I just want to say, sometimes you think of me as the current in the river and you're the salmon and that you're always swimming upstream, but sometimes I'm a fish too.
And you... Dude.
Side by side.
Can we just stop the show now, three minutes early?
Because
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Mike McDaniel. Because
you're always trying to swim. You're trying to always swim.
Why I got to be a salmon?
Because
I don't even like salmon.
Okay, trout, whatever. I'm just trying to say, like,
the same way
sometimes,
you started this show today is the same way you're ending it.
But, like, you're always
like trout.
You always think we're swimming against each other. We're not. Yes, sometimes we're side by side in the river.
Let me tell you something.
Fighting for deep life.
I got to play Hall of Fame defense against your antics every day. Just what I said. Because I'll be damned if we didn't fight about how long it was going to be.
Definitely not.
And whatever.
We didn't fight
about
that.
All you talked about was optics, optics, optics. Now you're asking the question as to why I brought this up after it happened.
I just think that's crazy. You're telling me Steve?
I'm telling you, it shouldn't have mattered. If he's healthy, he's healthy.
But why?
I've consistently said that.
But why do they got to do a spin job on us?
Because. Now you're asking?
No.
You didn't have a problem with it when they were actually doing
it. I did have a problem with it.
I did.
On the river.
What?
I'm sorry. You guys are still talking about the salmon, right?
See? Sorry. See? Now you got your...
You're just happy that...
Just scream.
You're just happy that something's joining you in the river, frog boy.
I'll help you.
Look.
Are frogs in rivers?
I know. I'm so close to just concussing myself on the table. I think it'd be easier. I could deal with it better.
Stunned Steve says, the show has been nothing but quibbles today.
Quibbles. And it's not... And here's the funny part. This jackass will quibble with me and then say, no, I'm agreeing with you.
We are agreeing.
No, we're not.
We've agreed.
Did you forget about what happened last week when we were fighting about this?
We didn't fight about this.
Y'all are fish in a stream.
Ah.
First of all, you say last week. There was one show last week.
On the river.
One show?
Yeah. No, there wasn't. What? I'm thinking of the other one. I'm thinking about the other Thursday. Time is blending. The point is, I didn't fight you about this. I agree that it was optics. It's not like I came out here and I said optics schmoptics.
Back that ass up. Okay.
Girl, what? I thought for some reason I was thinking last week was Thursday Night Football, but all of this haze of terrible football has meshed together.
He got hurt on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
Right. So when we came in Friday and Monday,
yeah,
and everybody was saying, oh, he should do this, he should do that. I said, it doesn't matter until he's healthy.
Right.
And then they said, well, are they going to put Tua on the IR?
Yeah.
And I said.
Which they did.
They did. Right. And it was all because of optics. It wasn't because of health. It wasn't because of being cleared to play. It wasn't. It was only because of how it looked. And you know what?
But I didn't argue with you on that.
That's what gets everybody in trouble.
Right. But I didn't argue with you on that.
It gets you in trouble when you don't deal in facts and you deal with how things look.
Right. But you're acting like my retort to you is optic schmoptics, and it wasn't.
No. I was like, I don't believe in optics.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in facts.
I agree.
No, you. Who's on third?
Mm. Where are you going?
I don't know. Third base. I'm going to tell you right now.
Scream with me.
I'm getting my stuff together.
We can end the show. It's time. It's time.
I've had so, I'm so, I've had enough.
And fair enough.
Because here's what's going to happen.
What?
The show's going to end.
Yep.
And he's going to play 2 minutes.
Yep.
Of Let's Laugh at Leroy.
Oh, I can't wait.
Wow. I tried to bring good takes.
You brought good takes. I tried to bring real takes.
No, you, dude, I had to be Akeem Olajuwon today playing defense to your nonsense.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? Like, this is what I felt like all day. No. Like, come on.
That's Mutombo.
That's Mutombo, though. I just want to.
Just do it with me,
Leroy. Woo! Ah! Maybe next time go local, go Whiteside or something like that.
Oh, no.
Nobody's doing it with blocks.
So you need a hug, buddy?
I don't need no damn hug. You said, you went over there and said, hey, don't forget this one. Oh. Like, what are you? She's over there giving advice to.
She's,
hey,
no, she's,
Marcos, don't forget this one.
Let me tell you something about it. She's an agent of chaos.
Yes! Yes!
Of course
when she shows
I am.
Up. When she shows up.
Yep.
It's my middle name.
Your middle name is when?
This might be the day.
Let's call it a show. We'll talk to you rascals
thank
tomorrow.
Goodness.
Ooh, I think I've been waiting for this.
Bad karmatic energy.
This year is going to get people to reallocate their money because
we're just fine with reallocate. We're just going to move on from that.
There's one thing to be committed to the run. There's another thing to be committed to the run. Depending on how big the storm is, you're going to get these periodical feeder bands. The storm is out west.
I think the golf course is going to
the golf course. Yes.
Yeah, they're going to.
We're going to get those. Remember?
Golf course.
Now I tell you what.
Hmm?
Gladiator 2 coming out.
Oh, I'm not fine.
Tickles your fancy.
Are you not? Amazed?
No.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Just like when Jerry Springer died. Completely got his. You made it Maury Povich died.
You got the gist of it. Luke, I am your uncle.
Hope you motherfucker have a good day.